Welcome to the Balanced Breakfast. I'm your host, Tucker Fleming. Ephesians 1:7 reads like this. In him being Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. We could sit here for days and days and days and go layer by layer by layer into this verse. But I think the thing that it presses upon us first and foremost is this. In him, in Jesus that is, we have redemption. Notice that the verb tense here is present. We currently have redemption. If you are united to Christ by faith, if you are believing and trusting in him, then you currently have redemption through his blood. You don't have to wait. You don't have to do a whole bunch of works to get that to cash in so that you can be weighed in the scales and either found wanting or not at the end of time. You currently have redemption in Christ. The second thing that the Holy Spirit through Paul presses onto us here is that we have this redemption, this forgiveness of our trespasses through his blood and according to his grace. What this tells us is that Jesus paid a cost to draw us back to himself. It was not cheap. It cost him his life, and it cost him a whole lot of humiliation, among other things. What this should show us is that if Jesus was willing to pay that cost for you and I, that should tell us a lot about how he feels about us. So regardless of how you feel about yourself, regardless of what you see or think or feel when you look in the mirror in the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evening, regardless of the image you have of yourself and your achievements or lack thereof in your mind, this verse shows us that Jesus's impression of us, Jesus's desire for us, and Jesus's picture of us is much more charitable and yet realistic than ours often is of ourselves. If Jesus would come to earth to die for you, do you not think that he will love you in the midst of your imperfections or your sin struggle, that he won't love you enough to draw you out of those things, whether it's here or in the new heavens and the new earth? Jesus does this all by grace. When we're united to him by faith, he requires no work from us to earn that salvation, to earn that grace, to earn that redemption, to earn that forgiveness. Rather, Jesus has done this all for us, not just for us as undeserving people, but for us who are the opposite of deserving people. This has been the Balanced Breakfast. We'll see you next time.